April 20th, 2022, Wednesday of the Octave of Easter. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, prepare your hearts to receive my triple blessing on Sunday, the Feast of Divine Mercy. I am asking my Son to impart the message to the people that day, but I will be present to give the blessing. Search your hearts for any unforgiveness, grudges, anger, or confusion. These are all tools of Satan, meant to weaken the effects of my blessing upon you. My blessing is given to change the heart of the world and to reconcile the heart of man with his Creator. Only then will you have peace between all people and all nations. Do not allow worldly concerns to come between us. Trust in my provision always. It is I who call you here to celebrate divine mercy. Make it a celebration." A note is given to read Colossians chapter 3, 12 through 17. "Put on, then, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassion, kindness, lowliness, meekness, and patience, forbearing one another, and, if one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other. As the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. And over all these, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in the one body. And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, as you teach and admonish one another in all wisdom, and as you sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your hearts to God. And whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him." Scripture verses ask to be read by God the Father.